But as promised, we're going to go back-to-back. We are joined right now by a safety for the Houston Texans. He had a couple of tackles and a pass defensed, also an interception in Sunday's win over Jacksonville. For the season, 23 tackles, two passes defensed, and an INT. He was undrafted out of Central Michigan in 2013. Houston's in first place in the AFC South. They're 6-3. They are at Baltimore on November 17th. Jahlil Adai is my guest. Jahlil, good to have you back. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Thanks
good, dude. Me. Good. It's good to have you. So, lot to cover. Let me talk about the win over Jacksonville in London. You had an INT. I want to get to that pick in a second. But overall, any flight is a good flight after a win. But how much better is that flight when you're coming back from Europe with a W?
Oh, man, it's the best thing. You know, even when you're in the States and you get a win on the road, it's always a good time to mingle and, you know, get that bond time with your teammates. But when you come back from Europe and experience in London how we did and getting a victory the way we did, man, that was awesome.
You know, I'm eager to talk to you about the experience you had there, but take me through the pick first. What did you see on that interception, and how good did it feel to come down with that ball and then chase it with the chopper celebration?
it felt good, man. I was in the middle of the field with man free. There was speed at three. There was a fast receiver at three, and he ran a deep over. And I kind of just followed Mitchell's eyes, and he brought me to it. And I was originally going for the hit. And last second, I seen that the ball sailed, and I went up and grabbed it. And I was in London on foreign soil, so I had to hit him with the chopper style.
I like it. Jahlil Adai joining us. That's great. Now, the interception was the first of four straight drives that the defense ended with turnovers to end that game. I understand that it's a next man up league, but you guys were playing without J.J. Watt. How proud were you then of the defensive performance and the statement that you guys made as a group overall?
Right. You know, losing J.J. is very, very big. But, you know, guys stepped up and the guys are playing team ball, communicating, playing fast, playing physical. And the way we played yesterday was good. You know, never perfect. You always have things to learn from and look at and get better from. But I think that we played complimentary ball yesterday as a team, especially as a defense.
Jahlil, I've made that trip to London a couple of times. I mean, like, that's a tough enough trip just to get on an airplane and go over there and just kind of walk around and sightsee. That's your second trip. So what's the experience like, both from a physical standpoint in terms of jet lag and getting acclimated, but also in terms of playing in a foreign country and in front of fans who normally don't get to see you?
Right. It could be a little tough on the body. You know, you're coming from Houston. We were 5 hours, I think, ahead, you know, so obviously, our time, sleeping clocks were off, but coach and, you know, the organization did a great job of getting us in, you know, getting work still, giving us a lot of time to rest, catch up on sleep, hydrate, and take care of our bodies. But it was an awesome experience, you know, getting to see the city a little bit and then getting to play against such passionate fans. You know, they're the number one sport in soccer, and they're passionate about it. And to be able to play in Wembley Stadium, and I'm a soccer fan myself with so much history and tradition that goes on out there. It was electrifying. I think it was 85,000 strong, and it was rocking.
Jahlil Adai joining us. I was going to ask you that. Like, what's the energy like? How electric is it? But you kind of laid that out. So also, it's another game where Deshaun Watson did something pretty much that nobody has ever seen before. As somebody who's been around the game your entire life, what do you think when you watch him play?
It's crazy because I've been around Hall of Fame quarterbacks such as Phil, and I come to this, so I'm spoiled, you know? But it's just a testament to the kind of player he is, the work he puts in, and obviously just the ability that he has. Every time he does something, it's stuff that you've never seen, and you're just on the sideline like, wow, I can't believe I witnessed that. But I'm glad he's on my team.
So as I was going to say, as a member of the defense, how valuable is it knowing that you've got a quarterback who can do something special every time you get him the ball? So if you guys get him the ball, he and the rest of the offense are going to take advantage of it, and you pretty much know they're going to. What's that like?
It's a great feeling, just knowing that you have a quarterback that's always going to give you a chance, you know, no matter what the situation in the game, up, down, tied. We know when we get the ball to D4, he's going to give us an opportunity to come out with a W.
You know, when you mentioned, when I asked you about that pick, you said initially you were going to go for the hit, and then you made that play. One of the hallmarks of your game is your tackling form. And then after the win over Atlanta, a game in which you had 10 tackles, you said, quote, early in my career, I used to want to hit a lot. Now I want to tackle, so it's different. Mm-hmm. Get him down, end quote. When did you make that switch, and how different is your approach on the field now as a result?
I think it was around my fourth year. When I was young, I just wanted to hit everybody hard, and that's just part of me. That's my game. That's what I like to do. I like to impose my will. I'm a hard hitter. But I had to learn that every hit doesn't need to be a hit. It could be a tackle, get them down, just grab a body part, come up with the tackle. You know, so I think I learned it as, you know, I got over like my third, fourth year, kind of those young years, and just know that I got to stay healthy to be out here and contribute, help my team win. So that's I think that's when the tides kind of change, and I think I've been doing a good job of it. Always can improve, but I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So is any of that a part of or a result of the rule changes in the game and the way the game is now officiated?
You definitely got to know what the rules are now because it's different. You know, coming in this league 7 years ago, it's different when a guy is coming across the middle. You just used to be able to tee off on him, but you can't do that no more. Every hit, it really has to be calculated. You know, you got to lower your target. You got to wrap up. You can't leave with your helmet. And I think, no doubt about it, that rule has forced guys to change their tackling style and wrap up more than just delivering the big blow.
Jahlil Adai joining us. All right, so bottom line, what is the secret then to good open field tackling in your mind?
I think it's picking the inside hip of the runner, closing grass, getting up the most amount of grass as you can, taking the air out of the distance between you two, instead of bringing your hips and grabbing a body part. I always tell myself I grab a body part, whether it's an ankle, shoelace, the tongue of the shoe, the wristband. As long as I get them down, it's a good tackle. So that's one thing I keep in my mind.
All right. See, the thing is now, I mean, everybody loves your versatility that you bring to the game in terms of being a safety, a linebacker, a wild card. You played four different positions with the Chargers. So What does it take to be in that role as a guy who can do literally everything on the field?
I'm blessed. I'm honestly blessed. But it's just I pride myself on being able to do a lot. I pride myself on leading. I pride myself on watching a lot of film, you know, and whatever I'm asked of by my coaches and the organization. I put 110% effort into it, and I pray that it turns out the right way.
All right, so what about your approach in terms of being a leader? You strike me as somebody who's also looking to lead. So when you come into a new locker room like you have with the Texans, how did you approach being a leader?
Just initially going about my business, being a professional, on and off the field, the way I worked in the weight room, the way I competed in practice, you know, getting to know guys, getting to know their families. Because you got to really know somebody before you can actually go to war with them. And I think that's the biggest thing, getting to know guys, you know, and just working. And I think if you work, it does a lot more speaking than just vocally.
All right, so you and I spoke when you were with the Chargers, and then the offseason you signed with the Texans. What did you like most about that opportunity? Why did you think that would be a good fit for you?
Number one, they win a lot. It's a good organization. Every time you look up during the playoffs, winning a division, they offered me a job to be able to come in, like you said, and do a lot of different things for them on the defense. And it's the city of Houston where they love sports. You know, it's a big, big sports town. State of Texas is a big football city, and I just thought that this would be an awesome place to come play.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up about the state of Texas because your football background is really interesting in the sense that you played your high school football in Florida. Now you're playing pro football in Texas. There's always that ongoing debate about where high school football is better or bigger, right? Florida or Texas. So what was it like when you were playing high school ball at Riverview?
Oh, it was crazy. The city shut down. You know, Florida is big, big, big for football. I always tell people it's Florida, Texas, California in that order. But it was big. It was big. You know, growing up in Florida, that's the culture. That's what you do when you, as a kid, you want to go outside, you want to play football, you want to make it to the NFL, and buy your mom and dad a house one day and be able to support your family doing what you love. And just being where I am today, I think it's a testament of my parents raising me, good morals and values, and staying prayed up.
So, Jahlil, there's a great story from back in the day that when you were seven, you were telling your mom that you would play in the NFL one day. The vast majority of people, of course, who play football never make it to the NFL, much less make it 7 years in the league. So what's it like to live the dream? Does it feel the way you thought it would?
It feels everything and more, man. Every day I'm thankful, I'm blessed. And I just thank God for the opportunity to let me, you know, see my dream through. And it's true. I told my mom around the age of 7 or 8. That I would make it on the big screen TV one day and make my family proud. And that's one of my motivations each and every day, is that I get to put a smile on my family members' faces who know me, who love me, who pray for me, and who are in my corner. So it's a good thing.
So what about your family now? Before I let you go, your son Zion was born in April 2018. What's the first year and a half of fatherhood been like for you?
Oh, it's been awesome, man. I love my guy, Zion Kweku Adai. Kweku is my middle name. It's an African middle name from Ghana. I mean, he's born on a Wednesday. We both were born on a Wednesday, so I gave it to him. And it's been a blessing. You know, my wife, Lindsay Adai, she does an awesome job with him while I'm at work and raising him. He's just been nothing but a joy, the biggest motivation that I could ever have, and I'm thankful for him.
Dude, it's going to get so much better, too. Just wait. Just wait.
Yes, sir.
All right, so finally you got some time off, but then you've got Baltimore next weekend. You faced Lamar Jackson in the postseason last year. When you're getting ready to go up against him, what's the biggest key in your mind?
You just got to know he's going to make his plays. You know, he's that kind of player. He's electrifying. But you got to continue the ball, and you got to just bend but don't break. It's that kind of philosophy you got to go against. You got to go into that week thinking, you know, you got to try to, you know, have discipline, rush lanes, you know, bring pressure on them up the gut and make your guys on the edge rush to a level of them. So it's going to be a tough task for us. Obviously, they're running the ball well. He's throwing the ball well. All three phases are beasting on special teams and defense, so it'll be a good challenge for us coming in to Baltimore next week.
Exactly the breakdown that I expected from you. Jahlil Adai joining us. Houston's in first in the AFC South. He's having a big year with them and a really big game in that win over Jacksonville. You've got Houston at Baltimore November 17th. That, of course, is a CBS game. Jahlil, great to have you back. I appreciate you and so good to get caught up. Thanks for doing that.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Jim.
That was fun, Jahlil. Good job. Well done. Good to see you doing so well. Texans, top dog in the AFC South. And he said they are running the ball really well. It's so true. Look at the Ravens. Look at how they're doing it. In a pass-first league, they are running the hell out of it.